Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi rajuli wal mar'ati an khidab sha'rihima bi sawadin. The chapter on the prohibition of a man or woman dyeing their hair black. So the chapter on the prohibition of a man or woman dyeing their hair black. Under this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought one hadith, and this hadith becomes the basis of a person, or the basis of his chapter. Just one hadith is brought to explain this chapter. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, utiya bi abi quhafata walidi abi bakrin siddiq radiyallahu an yawma fathi makkata wa ra'suhu wa lihyatuhu kathaghamati bayada. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غيروا هذا واجتنبوا السواد رواه مسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that Abu Quhafa, the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه, was brought on the day of the conquest of Makkah to accept Islam. Hazrat Abu Quhafa رضي الله عنه had accepted Islam very late in his life. At the time of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, he was brought by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to accept Islam. So his head and beard were completely white. Oh, Hazrat Abu Quhafa, the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his head and beard were completely white. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, change this, but abstain from black. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and Abu Dawud Sharif. So first a few things we learn from this hadith. Yeah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had brought his father. His father was very old and frail at that time. He had brought him personally to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept Islam. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that, why didn't you tell me? I would have come to your father. Why did you bring your father to me? So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu indicated that this is the respect that ought to be showed to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite my father being frail, I'll bring him in my lap and I'll bring him to you so that he can accept Islam. That he comes to you, it shouldn't be such that you have to come to him. And this is what you call love and respect that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq being so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he just indicated, Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have come happily. So close he was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was also the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, look at the level of respect and adab that he brought his father to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, his head and beard were completely white. This hadith uses the word kathaghama, like a thaghama. Ulama explained that this thaghama is a plant that grows in the mountainous area. And when this leaves of this plant dries up, then it appears like snow. How you find snow appearing on the mountain top. So it gives a completely white look. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he seen Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, with his beard and his head kathaghama bayada, like the thaghama plant, that's when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ghayyiru hadha, change this, but refrain from sawad, from black. Ulama give a different explanation to what the thaghama is that is used in this hadith. They say it is a tree whose leaves and fruit are white. So when this tree is bearing its leaves and fruit, then it looks completely white. So that was the description given to the hair of Hazrat Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu, the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So under this there's some discussion of the ulama that dyeing the hair, that which colors are permissible, which are not permissible. So ulama of the consensus that a person may dye his hair, he may use mehndi, etc., but he should refrain from dyeing it black. He shouldn't use black. So black he should abstain from. And one of the things that we learn is Islam doesn't encourage deceiving anybody in any way. To dye the hair black, then what happens is it gives the appearance that a person is a young man. It gives the impression, and people can get deceived. However, in the time of jihad, when a person is overawed by the enemy, now at that time, a person can deceive the enemy by dyeing his hair black, or those people that are older can dye their hair black to deceive the enemy. But this is restricted to jihad. A person can't use it all the time. Otherwise, what will happen is old people will dye their hair black, and then they'll propose for young women. And the young woman will get all happy that we're getting a young man, only to realize that this person had deceived us. So this hadith teaches us that it is mustahab, it is advisable to dye one's hair black when it becomes white, sorry, to dye one's hair, but however, a person should refrain from black. Ulama have written, permission be granted for black dye to be utilized in jihad. And this, as I explained, when a person, to create awe in the hearts of the enemy, or when a person is fearful of this enemy, then he may, or those mujahideen now, may dye their hair black to try and create fear. Anyway, moving on, there's an explanation that did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself dye his hair. Here when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging in this hadith that a person should dye his hair, but did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself? So under this muhaddithin, it is mukhtalafi. In other words, there's differences of opinion. However, the preferred opinion is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he didn't dye his hair. And the hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu describes that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, then we counted not more than 18 or 19 white hair on both his head and his beard. Not more than 18 or 19 hair on his... Allah Ta'ala had kept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam young and fresh, even in his beautiful Mubarak look of his. So therefore they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't dye his hair. However, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he dyed his hair. So both are good to do. If some people choose, however, they choose not to dye, then there's no harm. And those that choose to dye also, there's no harm. There's another discussion that comes under this. Is nowadays you get this hair colors. You'll find generally ladies, etc., using this hair color, or they dye their hair different colors. So this is not mehndi or anything natural. This is a coloring now that they put on the hair. So under this, ulama explain that if it is so thick, like how you get nail polish, etc., then what happens is the ghusl also won't be valid, the washing of the hair, etc., won't be valid. So it must be such that water can reach the hair or can reach the under of the hair. It shouldn't block it. So it shouldn't be of that thick nature that it actually now blocks water from getting to the head. So therefore one has to be very careful what type of dye that is being used. So those women that are using these colorings, etc., many of these things are from different parts of the world, China, etc. One has to be careful that it's not of that type that now it will actually spoil a person's ghusl, etc. So this has something that to be borne in mind. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Look at the beautiful deen that we've got and the ease that we got. Person wishes to die also, there is proof of it in the Sharia. The person doesn't want to die also, there's no harm. You get some pious people or some people that are so busy in their work that they don't have time for this. Now their work has over, they're overcome by their work. So this now takes away their time. So they don't want to spend extra time in worrying about dyeing the beard, etc. And some of their people's wives also like it to be like that. One thing, however, ulama explain under the sharah that it comes, is a person shouldn't dye his hair such that now he becomes known by the color of, for example, he colors his hair, his beard, orange. Now everyone knows that this is Mendi Molana, or this is a Mendi person. So now he shouldn't become known. People shouldn't point fingers at him or describe him by his color of his hair. This shouldn't be such. It shouldn't be such that he be known. So if a person is in a community, so the khulasa of the whole thing is, a person is in a community where everyone is dyeing his hair, and he wouldn't be pointed out to be somebody different, then for him to dye, it's good. However, a person is going to dye his hair such color, or in a community where now he's going to be pointed at, or he's going to become known because of that, then he should avoid it, because he shouldn't do anything that creates him to be different, to stand out from the rest of the people. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.